I'm so lucky to have found you. You're so different from every Afghan guy I've met. Let's never talk about this again, okay? I said. Okay. I kissed her cheek and pulled away from the curb. As I drove, I wondered why I was different. Maybe it was because I had been raised by men. I hadn't grown up around women and had never been exposed firsthand to the double standard with which Afghan society sometimes treated them. Maybe it was because Baba had been such an unusual Afghan father, a liberal who had lived by his own rules, a maverick who had disregarded or embraced societal customs as he had seen fit. But I think a big part of the reason I didn't care about Soraya's past was that I had one of my own. I knew all about regret. Shortly after Baba's death, Soraya and I moved into a one-bedroom apartment in Fremont, just a few blocks away from the General and Khala Jamila's house. Soraya's parents bought us a brown leather couch and a set of Mikasa dishes as housewarming presents. The General gave me an additional present, a brand new IBM typewriter. In the box, he had slipped a note written in Farsi. Amir John, I hope you discover many tales on these keys. General Iqbal Tahiri. I sold Baba's VW bus, and to this day, I have not gone back to the flea market. I would drive to his gravesite every Friday, and sometimes I'd find a fresh bouquet of freesias by the headstone and know Soraya had been there too. Soraya and I settled into the routines and minor wonders of married life. We shared toothbrushes and socks, passed each other the morning paper. She slept on the right side of the bed, I preferred the left. She liked fluffy pillows, I liked the hard ones. She ate her cereal dry, like a snack, and chased it with milk. I got my acceptance at San Jose State that summer and declared an English major. I took on a security job, swing shift at a furniture warehouse in Sunnyvale. The job was dreadfully boring, but its saving grace was a considerable one. When everyone left at 6 p.m. and shadows began to crawl between aisles of plastic-covered sofas piled to the ceiling, I took up my books and studied. It was in the pine-sol-scented office of that furniture warehouse that I began my first novel. Soraya joined me at San Jose State the following year and enrolled, to her father's chagrin, in the teaching track. I don't know why you're wasting your talents like this, the general said one night over dinner. Did you know, Amir John, that you earned nothing but A's in high school? He turned to her. An intelligent girl like you could become a lawyer, a political scientist. And inshallah, when Afghanistan is free, you could help write the new constitution. There would be a need for young, talented Afghans like you. They might even give you a ministry position, given your family name. I could see Soraya holding back, her face tightening. I'm not a girl, Padar. I'm a married woman. Besides, they'd need teachers too, she said. Anyone can teach, he said. Is there any more rice, Madar? Soraya said. After the general excused himself to meet some friends in Hayward, Khala Jamila tried to console Soraya. He means well, she said. He just wants you to be successful. So he can boast about his attorney daughter to his friends? Another medal for the general, Soraya said. Such nonsense you speak, Khala Jamila said. Successful, Soraya hissed. At least I'm not like him, sitting around while other people fight the Shorawi, waiting for when the dust settles so he can move in and reclaim his posh little government position. Teaching may not pay much, but it's what I want to do. It's what I love. And it's a whole lot better than collecting welfare, by the way. Khala Jamila bit her tongue. If he ever hears you saying that, he will never speak to you again. Don't worry, Soraya snapped, tossing her napkin on the plate. I won't bruise his precious ego.